every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting through the Pak from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is no doubt the essence of our soul and lives, the comforter and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, and who is the owner and distributor of paradise. Subhanallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, when there will be no shade, three people will be in the shade of the arsh, the throne of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. How blessed will those people be that on a day with all its extreme difficulties and all its terrors, Alhamdulillah, these people will be sat in the shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first of those is the one who relieves my ummati of a distress, a trouble, a difficulty. The second is the one who revives my sunnah. And the third is the one who recites Durood-e Pak upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, in the last episode, Alhamdulillah, we learnt that there are many, many blessings of sihri. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this was very blessed food. The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called it the blessed breakfast, subhanallah. And the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us the glad tidings that Allah and His angels send mercy upon one who eats sihri, subhanallah. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, sihri time starts from, some scholars say, midnight, so that one can perform sehri after that time. But Hazrat Yala bin Murrah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, there are three things that Allah azza wa jal likes: eating iftar without delay after sunset, delaying sehri, and placing one hand over the other while standing in salah. Subhanallah. Now, what is meant by delaying sihri? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, for the answer to this question, we have to go to the court of a very renowned commentator of the Quran, a very great scholar, subhanallah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, who writes in his Tafsir Naimi that the delay here refers to the sixth part of the night. And then, what is meant by the sixth part of the night? Well, it is explained by the Islamic scholars that if you take the night and then you split it into six proportions, for example, if sunset is at 7 p.m. and sunrise is at 4 a.m, take the hours in between and divide them by six, so that you get six equal portions of about an hour and a half. Then the last hour and a half is the ideal time to eat sihri, because that is delaying it to the last quarter. Now, delaying it doesn't mean that you leave it till after the time has passed. No, in this hadith-i-mubarakah,
The scholars explain that Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was referring to that last portion where you gain greater reward for eating the blessed sehri. Now some people actually are very negligent and careless when it comes to sehri time ending. And a lot of people, they have this misconception that sehri ends when azan ends or when azan starts. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this is completely wrong. And this is why Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah gives us the Madni mindset of differentiating between the two. And in the beautiful buildings of Dawat Islami throughout the world, everybody tries to make sure that there is an announcement before the azan, and a few minutes before sehri time ends, and it essentially reminds you that there are only a few minutes left till the end of sehri. Make sure you finish everything off. You have 3 minutes left. And then it reminds you that Fajr azan time isn't the cut-off time. That is the cut-off time that has been announced, 3 minutes that are left or the minute that is left. And what are the dangers? Well, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, sometimes we get careless. And when it comes to the rules of Sharia, we tend to become lazy and lackluster. That isn't right. When it comes to worldly rules, if you need to get to an appointment on time, because somebody, an officer or somebody else, or somebody in authority has set that time, you will make sure that you abide by the time you are given. If you need to catch a train or a plane, you will make sure you abide by the times you are given. In worldly matters, we stick to the time and our life revolves around the time. And when Allah Azza wa Jal orders a cut-off, why should we be lazy in that? When Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command us that this is the time, you need to finish your sehri before it, we should make sure that we are well short. So a few minutes before the time ends, say it ends at 2 o'clock, we should make sure that at 1:45 or 1:50, we have finished our sehri. And alhamdulillah, we have brushed our teeth and we've had the last sip of water. And alhamdulillah, we've made the intentions that we referred to in the last silsila. And so now, a few minutes left, alhamdulillah, I've finished, I've made my intentions, I'm ready to start my fast. Unfortunately, a lot of brothers run around at the last minute and carry on sipping their tea and carry on doing things and eating the last bit of bread. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, on the Day of Judgment, if you wake up and you think, I have fasted in the month of Ramadan, and suddenly you look at your book of deeds and these fasts have not counted because you have had that last sip of tea after the time for sehri ended, so that you remained hungry and thirsty all day in the hot weather, in the long fast, but gained no reward from it except for hunger and thirst, simply because you could not be bothered closing your fast on time and starting to fast when Allah and His Habib commanded you to. We need to observe the rules of Sharia when it comes to fasting. We should not rely on anything. This is your book of deeds. You are going to be reliant upon it in your grave and in the hereafter. So you make sure, like when you've got to go to a very important meeting or an appointment, you make sure that you've planned everything to perfection and you get there on time. In exactly the same way, plan your sehris to perfection, so that well before the time that it ends, you eat your sehri. And then for those who eat it very early, in countries where you can eat after Tarawih Salah and there is plenty of time, in the Northern Hemisphere at this moment in time, the time for sehri is very short anyway. But in some parts of the world, the time is long. And the scholars write, in accordance with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is better and greater in blessings to delay it to the last sixth of the night. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we need to act in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you sit down to do your sehri, just make it an intention that I'm eating sehri because it is the blessed and beloved sunnah of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then learning the etiquettes of eating, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we had the honor and the privilege of traveling in the beautiful Madni kaflas of Dawat Islami, we would not only learn the beautiful sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when for eating, we would also learn the beautiful intentions that we can make before we start to eat. Subhanallah. And then we come to the excellent blessings of iftar. Again, as the beautiful hadith in Mubarakah said, the time for iftar should not be delayed unnecessarily. In this way, as soon as the time for iftar comes, again, do not wait for the azan, do not wait for any sirens, but simply make sure that it is the time and the time is right, and then start to open your fast. And it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to open the fast with fresh dates or dried dates or drinking water. Subhanallah. So we should do this. We should open our fast with these things simply because it was the sunnah of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the time of iftar, we should recite this beautiful dua, which is documented in Fatawa Alamgiriya. And the translation of it is this: Ya Allah, I fasted for you, and I have faith in you, and I put my trust in you, and I do iftar with the sustenance given by you. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni lakasumtu wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madhi channel, at the time of making this dua, simply make the intention that I fasted for Allah Azza wa Jal, and now I am opening that fast with the rizq provided by Allah Azza wa Jal, and how grateful is my Creator that He has blessed me with all this food. And think about those people who do not have this honor of having food when they want it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the blessings of Ramadan al-Mubarak know no bounds. They are beyond our comprehension. Let me share with you some beautiful sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sa'al bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will always remain well as long as they hasten to do iftar. Subhanallah. So as long as they hasten to do iftari, they will always be healthy. Subhanallah. In another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will remain steadfast in my sunnah as long as they do not wait for the stars to appear after iftar. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst my servants, the one hastening to do iftar is dearer to me. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah and says, I never saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offering Maghrib Salah before eating iftar. He would first do iftar, even if it was just a sip of water, and then pray Maghrib. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Zayd bin Khalid Juhani radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who gives provision to a ghazi or a hajj pilgrim, or looks after his family in his absence, or serves a fasting person with iftar, will be rewarded the same as that particular person without any reduction in their reward. So, for example, this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah gives us the glad tidings that if somebody is fasting and you serve them with iftar, then you will get the reward that they get without any decrease in their reward. Subhanallah. What an amazing gift and from Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember this, that this special blessing and this great reward in this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is there to be reaped. Subhanallah. Today, there is a move away from these gatherings where, alhamdulillah, we sit together and we do iftar. Let me remind you that if you are going to have these beautiful gatherings where you are inviting guests and you are serving them the food for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So long as the intention is right, then say you've called 10 people to do iftar at your house and you serve those 10 people, you will get the reward of the fasting of those 10 people as well. And there will be no reduction in their reward. So we should try and arrange as much as we can to eat with others. There is great blessing in groups, but at the same time make the intention that inshallah I will arrange for iftari, whether it is at the local masjid, whether it's just some dates dropping off or water. And we see alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, a lot of brothers, they arrange iftari at home, they arrange iftari in the masajid, and alhamdulillah, the ronak, the beauty, the vibrancy, and the whole excitement of Ramadan and Mubarak is increased even further. Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anybody serves a fasting Muslim with iftar, angels will pray for his forgiveness in Ramadan and Jibreel alayhi salam will pray for his forgiveness at Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Serving iftar is such a great, great deed that Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us the glad tidings that angels are praying for your forgiveness. Subhanallah, how magnificent is that? And then in another narration, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and it's documented in Kanzul Ummal, if anyone serves a person with iftar in Ramadan with halal earnings, the angels will send durood upon him at every night of Ramadan, and Jibreel alayhi salam will shake hands with him on the night of Laylatul Qadr. And if Jibreel alayhi salam shakes hands with a person, his eyes will shed tears due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his heart will become soft. Subhanallah. Just by serving iftar. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith in Mubarakah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anybody serves a fasting Muslim with water, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him drink from my Hawza' Kawthar, and he will not feel thirst till he enters heaven. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Salman bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the most beautiful and generous Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you do iftar, do it with fresh dates or dry dates because it is blessed. And if you have neither, then do iftar with water. This is a purifier. Subhanallah. This blessed hadith encourages us to do iftar with dates and water. How blessed is that person, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, who serves others dates that he's bought so that do iftar, so he gains the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and becomes the mushtaq, becomes the center point of all these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even the angels are looking at that person. Subhanallah. We should try our best to make sure that even if it's a little bit, we try to send something to the local masajid at the time of iftar. If it's neighbors, try and send something to your neighbors in the hope that they will do iftar with what you have sent and you will gain these blessings. Have gatherings in your home where you invite others to come in. And don't let the shaitan make you lazy, because for every morsel that they eat, you will be gaining the reward. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do iftar with fresh dates before Maghrib Salah. If fresh dates were not available, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat a few dry dates instead. And if they were not available, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink a few handful of water. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is a great blessing. This month of Ramadan al-Mubarak has some amazing benefits. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to open our fast with dates. And there are a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah where the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to eat dates, both at Sahri and Iftari. And Sayyidina Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and for a believer, dates are an excellent Sahri. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at this great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of dates. Today, we don't realize that the scientists now are telling us that these dates have a great source of nutrients for us. They're full of different sources, especially for a fasting person. A person who, for example, during the day is fasting and suffers from low sugar levels, the dates help boost those levels very quickly and very safely. And they are composed of certain chemicals and certain nutrients that help give you adequate sugar levels. They have a carbohydrate content, alhamdulillah, which is quite high in its quality, and it helps with your digestive system. Subhanallah. Physicians have said that dates are a great blessing for the person who is fasting, because it very quickly replenishes their system and maintains their health during the month of Ramadan. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, dates are a great blessing and a rich source of fiber for the stomach. And the scientists now are telling us it's a great source of iron and other vitamins and minerals. But look what the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us 1460 years ago. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dates are excellent sehri. And these dates, subhanallah, have so many blessings that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told us about. The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said the Ajwa date, which is the best type of date, of Aliyah, which is the name of a blessed place in Madinat al-Munawwara near to towards Masjid al-Quba Sharif, is a great cure for all illnesses. And according to one narration, eating 7 Ajwa daily for 7 days protects against leprosy. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Ajwa date is from the heaven, from Jannah, and it is a cure for poison. And another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, it is said that 7 Ajwa dates in the morning before eating anything else will mean that the person eating them will remain safe from magic and poison for that day. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala tells us that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dates protect against appendicitis. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eating dates in the morning before eating anything else kills stomach germs. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended dates for those women who were expecting and those people who were ill and those men who were sick. Subhanallah. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the use of dates because this use of dates would help to dispel weakness and increase your strength. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, eating dates with melon or cucumber is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and make sure at least once in the month of Ramadan you do that. You eat dates together with either melon or cucumber simply to act upon this beautiful hadith of Mubarakah and this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And let me remind you that drinking water is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of iftar. But the scholars write, and the scientists tell us today, do not drink water that is too cold because this harms the stomach. Dates are a cure for chronic constipation. Dates are useful for those with asthma, heart disease, kidney disease, gallbladder problems, intestine problems, with people who have a lot of phlegm, who have dry skin, and those who have problems when they go to the toilet. All these things, alhamdulillah, can be cured by dates. Eating grinded dates with their seeds is beneficial to the heart and helps with problems with your cataracts. Subhanallah. And drinking dates soaked in water cures liver problems. And the water is also effective for other stomach ailments like diarrhea. Subhanallah. Dates boiled with milk are a powerful source of nutrients. So dates boiled with milk, a very powerful source of nutrients. And especially given, in the olden days, it was especially given to those who were ill or weak because of injury. And because dates help wounds heal quickly. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, dates, which Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described as an amazing source to dispel weakness and excellent for sehri and no doubt amazing for iftari, today scientists are telling us are an amazing source of energy and nutrients. So we should act in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should try and eat dates in the morning and in the evening. Try not to eat too much. The doctors and recommend, and the scholars have written in fact, that you should eat about 60 grams of dates and nothing more than this, because obviously too much of anything could harm. But if you eat the right quantity with the intention of sunnah, not only will you be rewarded for acting upon a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you will also gain all these blessings of and benefits, physical benefits of eating dates. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak comes with all its blessings. Fasting truly is a great gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now some people, they have this idea that fasting may be difficult and whether it harms the body. Well, let me share with you what scientists today are saying. Scientists today are saying that fasting is a beautiful and very effective way of maintaining good health. Today scientists are saying that one of the greatest problems of society is overeating, and the overeating is one of the fundamental reasons for a great increase in diseases, and fasting helps to counter that. Not only that, one of the fundamental psychological problems is this physical addiction and this mental addiction to food. And we can't control our impulses. We just eat for the sake of eating. And we've almost become, we've developed this animal instinct where we see it, it's food, we've got to eat it. We smell it, it's food, we've got to eat it. Whether we need to eat or not is not a question we ask. But in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, not only does this month come to physically make us better, and fasting physically increases you in strength, but also this month not only purifies us physically, but also it gives us the mental ability to deal with our food impulses. And but even greater than that, scientists and psychiatrists are now saying that fasting actually gets rid of anxiety, depression, stress, distress. And actually, if somebody's really upset, they recommend people fast. In fact, one particular psychiatrist, non-Muslim, he said, he's written in a journal that I make my patients fast for 30 days at a time to get rid of severe depression and mental illnesses. Subhanallah. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we are blessed with the month of Ramadan, which comes and not only gives us the great spiritual blessings, but also showers upon us the great physical blessings and the great mental and psychiatric blessings. We become better people. We become more in control of ourselves. We don't let the nafs dominate. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, when the month of Ramadan came, everything was everywhere and it was chaotic. But inshallah, by acting upon the beautiful Madni pearls and acting upon the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by fasting in accordance with the command of Allah azza wa jal, we walk away with a system which is replenished and ready for the 11 months of the year. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the ability to fast in this beautiful month of Ramadan for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, with the knowledge that this fasting not only will gain me great reward, but it will no doubt increase my health, my vitality, and will make me a better person physically, spiritually, and mentally. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the blessings of Ramadan. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan.